Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
6:25 on the Mike Calvin Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. So since I can't drink coffee with cream in it,
yeah,
I've been either drinking black coffee, blech, iced black coffee, hot's fine, but black coffee iced, blech, or mint Majesty tea.
Oh,
I've now discovered,
Your Highness.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't name the tea. I didn't make it fruity as can be. And I'm getting so much slack from ordering Mint Majesty tea. And the other day I was on the phone with Tony and I went to Starbucks in the drive thru and I go, hey, hold on a second. I got to order. And I ordered my Mint. And he just began cackling like a chipmunk.
Yeah. Guys, they carry that at Starbucks? Mint Majesty?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
That is their tea. I don't know. There's probably other choices. I just... Once they were like, I go, what tea do you have? And they go, well, there's Mint Majesty. I go, that'll do.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that'll do. You do a green tea? Have you tried a green tea?
I've not tried. Carmen, can we have green tea? I don't know. I know we can have Mint Majesty.
Yes.
I don't know. We can have green tea?
Yes.
Oh, when you say it like that, when you go, yes.
As long as it doesn't have any sugar.
Well, it has to be herbal and no caffeine. Yeah. So I know all the ones that we have here at the station are herbal. So all the ones here are fine.
I did my... what do they call it? Plateau breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yesterday I left here and I went to go see Dr. Urshan to the office and, they said, how many plateau breakers have you done? I go, none. And then they go, have you eaten anything today? I go, nope, not a thing. And this was like around 12:30 and they go, don't eat anything today except a small steak and a tomato. Mm-hmm. So that's what I had for dinner, a steak and a tomato. And that's all I ate yesterday. I gotta tell you, I was fine.
Yeah.
I had to force myself to sit down and eat the steak.
Your body craves what you feed your body.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It really misses chocolate.
And your brain becomes addicted to sugar.
It's the truth.
I mean, it really does. I mean, they've done studies. They've tested on rats. They've tested on humans. They've done everything. Your brain is what's addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar funny. Is the devil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, sugar and really carbs,
are okay depending on who you are because your body, some people's body can break them down better than others. So it's really all depending. That depends on the person.
Yeah.
But sugar for everybody is the devil.
Well, I'm getting rid of the devil. I can tell you that.
Devil out!
Devil out. Devil hasn't been leaving through my BH, though, lately.
Well, no, you're not eating that much.
Nah, I'm hardly going to the poopy-doo room, and then when I do, it just looks odd.
Just wait until you are in your next phase, because that's when you increase your calorie intake. So right now, you just have such a low intake that there's, like, your body's using everything that you're putting into it.
When I first started doing mornings, 1996, December of 96.
How old are you?
I was in my 20s, and it was a glorious time.
I was five.
I can go out, and I could drink and green iguana, all you can drink Wednesdays, and still go to work straight from there in the morning. It was good times. Anyway, we used to have a lady that called the show, and she was like a number two expert. And she said that she would go through these cleanses and diets where... she would get stuff out of her intestinal walls that had been there for years.
Yeah.
And that she would describe what they would look like. So instead of when you go, instead of it being what you're used to it looking like, it would be very thin, long, and almost like a confetti or a ribbon kind of thing.
Mm.
And that's what's coming out of your intestinal walls, breaking down your... That's what Elvis needed. Elvis needed a good cleanse.
Colonic, yeah.
I don't think she was doing colonics, though. She was doing something else that was forcing her to... She was drinking some sort of vegetable something.
Yeah, I got to tell you, because if there was a different way to do it, I've never done a colonic, and I don't want to do that. That just doesn't... I don't want somebody doing that stuff.
How far do they go with that colonic thing?
Oh, really?
See, I don't know. I don't think I'd mind that. Like, I'm not afraid... I don't know if I want to be laying on a table with
that
happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. You're laying there, and then the person's doing that, and it's just the whole thing. You're like, eh,
would you do it if we were in another country? A country with an equal economy. Like if we went to England or...
I'm not afraid of... No, that's not my...
But I'm just saying, like, I don't need somebody doing that and then telling their friends at dinner, you're never going to believe whose BH I put this
to. Yeah, or like a few months later, a guy comes up and he goes, hey, Gary, remember? I give you your client.
Right. Oh, that's no. What I don't want to run into. Right. I don't want to become the topic of... I have been at restaurants before where loud tables behind me are talking about the show, not knowing that I'm sitting right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I need is Gary to be like, okay, I'm not supposed to do this.
Right.
But guess who came in to get a client the other day? And then while I was in there, I had to take a peek at his wiener. You're not going to believe it. Yeah, I don't need all that, Gary. Why? Why, right. Gary? You're totally going against the code of what you've been taught. Spanish, have you ever done it?
No.
Would
no.
you?
Yeah.
Let's do it together.
I'd do it, yeah.
Let's all go do it together.
Well, does Carmen know? I mean, you said you know how...
Well, this is the video, so it's just going to kind of show you how... Because I've never done it before.
Oh, look at the video on Bone TV. It's showing stuff.
Boop, boop, boop.
Looks like asteroids.
I would totally do that.
Why do they use coffee, some people?
Oh, coffee?
No, that's an enema.
Yeah, but why do they do that? Like, because
my dad used to do that, actually.
In the basement while he was working out?
Yeah, crank up the Ted Nugent.
Yeah, woo!
That's Carmen.
Scratch coffee.
Carmen, pump the machine, man. Pump the machine. Time to clean daddy's BH out.
No, he just recently started doing them. Once he hit 50, he got into this whole cleansing thing. So he's done he's tried a bunch of different stuff, and I guess that was something that his body took well to.
What are you showing there? In your video, they're taking off polyps.
Yeah.
Oh, I put colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's not colonic. A colonoscopy.
Colonic. I would love for Carmen to go in there and go, I would like a colonoscopy, please.
They're like, man, that has to be, the doctor has to refer you for that. You can just walk in and buy one. No, Carmen, a colonic, what Joey was showing.
Oh.
That's where they put the tube. It's like zero res. They put the tube in there and they blast it with water.
Right.
What do they put socks on you for?
Yeah, my feet's
easy. Oh, you gotta lay on your side, huh?
Right, yeah.
Okay, we're watching this on Bone TV. You can watch along with us if you'd like. That's why Joey's an innovator.
Oh, boy.
If we can get old Fran to put the tube in, I'd be fine with that. Oh my God, that's a tube?
Whoa.
That's too much for
me. That is invasive.
I can handle that.
Look at that woman. She just took a deep breath. No. What did you say, Carmen?
I said I can handle that.
If Carmen's tube is black, she has no problem with it. You might experience some uncomfort.
In my head, discomfort. She's German. She's speaking German right now, yeah.
All right. It's like a Leon side. Oh, she's massaging her belly.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
Won't let me rub you down here?
Lower.
Calvin's such a creep. All right. I think we should look into this, and we should all do it together as friends in the show. Clearly, Ethel was allowed to wear her undergarments while she did it, right?
Yeah, the thing.
What? You talking to me?
On my screen.
Oh, that's what's going in?
Yeah.
Out. No, I'm out.
That side.
Out.
That side, so it eases.
Out.
It's just little.
Like little?
Yeah, it's like barely like a...
It looks like a rocket.
No.
Out.
Tiny.
Oh. Look at it to the size of her finger.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
So the finger. But when they check you... Or your other thing, that's...
Yeah. Oh, look what's all in... Look at this nipple.
Yeah, I don't... Do you have to have a clear tube? Can you offer like a...
I guess they gotta see.
I wanna see.
I wanna see.
No. It's like popcorn. Once it stops popping every 3 seconds...
You're like, okay.
That, same with that. Once it stops, having asteroids go through.
Yeah. Oh,
that is...
You know what else I... Oh!
That may have been a baby.
Oh, man.
They may have gone in the wrong spot.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
That's not how that works.
Not my Ethel.
She was pregnant when she went in there.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. I got to stop watching this.
Yeah, that's...
There's no Mint Majesty, I can tell you that.
No longer hungry for breakfast.
No. Or at least not chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jeez Louise. Oh, that's better. I like that one. They just showed like a different option. One that was smaller.
The gentle option.
Where do we go for this?
Colonics R Us? Is that...
I don't know if that's a place.
What's the PSI on that thing?
let's find out if we can go and if we can get a smaller applicator. Mm-hmm. If we can, then I'd be set. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
I just put in Tampa Colonic, and they have Renew Life Clinic. They have West Chase Colonics. They
oh, perfect, West Chase.
Touch of Light.
Nope.
Which is
a light there.
It's holistic. Yeah.
I don't want holistic. I want, like, somebody who went to college.
Well,
I don't need somebody giving me tea leaves. And although Pete's doing acupuncture, and he swears by it.
Really?
West Chase Colonic. Looks nice.
That it's in West Chase. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
West Chase one?
West. Let's go to West Chase Colonic.
West Chase Colonic.
I gotta ask Dr. Urshan if this is legit.
Yeah, you might have to wait.
Why? It's only water.
That's fine, yeah.
Well, no.
But I want to ask him so he doesn't go, God, no.
Because they use lubricant before they...
Well, you hope
they
do.
Have to go dry.
Oh. Well.
Too much.
Well, Carmen, you may have to help him out.
There's one right in Carrollwood that has 4.9 stars.
Yes.
Called Haven
Who's
Massage.
Who's the one guy that wouldn't give it the star, though?
No, like 4.9.
It's like the fourth dentist that wouldn't give in to Dentine.
I don't know. Sonia Colon. I think that it's in her name.
So. Oh, Sonia Colon. Oh, so that, and she does that? That's like when I went to my urologist, Dr. Cockburn. Oh. That's like Sonia Colon.
Oh, no, she's a lawyer.
Oh, it would be great if we show up at her office.
The hell are you doing in here?
Get your pants on. Sorry, Miss Colon. Carmen read it wrong.
I brought my own hose. Yeah, Carmen's going to show up at a lawyer and ask for a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to West Chase Colon Cleanser.
I don't know. This other one, this Haven Massage and Wellness, looks good. For 4.9 stars, man.
Yeah, well,
let's read the Google reviews.
Massage and wellness.
Russell is a miracle worker. And I don't say that lightly. He is deeply in tune during the massage and focuses so intently on what he's doing. Oh, he does massage.
Out.
So they do other stuff then.
Russell ain't massaging me.
No, they do other stuff.
What if they need to massage your colon, you know, to get all the excrement out?
Well, they do. They do a little bit. They press on your stomach and everything.
Well, I don't want Russell to do it.
I think they blow in your mouth. I don't know if that's going to upset you.
They pinch your nose, Russell's out. Russell's not allowed to do that. Get me a Fran or an Ethel.
Hey, Mike, turn over, man.
Ooh, what do we got here? Nothing, God, Russell. No. Nothing at all.
Renew Life and Wellness Center. That's got 4.9 stars, and they have a nice... Oh, that's it looks very nice.
But is this like Cairo?
10 Google reviews. Therapist, abdominal pain, 2 sessions with her, and it was great.
Her?
At first, I felt uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Constipated. I was at ease shortly after Suzanne explained everything step by step with a little humor. Crap.
Oh.
This was my first time ever having colon hydrotherapy.
So is it like one time you go and then it's over? Or is it like where you have to keep going back to a chiropractor to get
multiple?
No.
You go and then maybe, you know, once a year, you know.
Yeah, clean it out.
Probably. Every other year, I don't know.
Depending how...
Right, yeah.
Let's make our appointments today.
Okay.
Let's go after the show. Just show out. It's a team building experience.
Oh, man. We'll all hold hands.
I was going to say, we're all going to hold hands while we do it. Carmen, me, Carmen, Spanish, and Galvin, in that order. Yeah. We're all going to hold hands.
Why do I have to be behind you?
It doesn't matter. Just so that I only have to hold a girl's hand.
Not like
centipede.
Yeah.
Like, what?
All right. That's what we're going to do. Oh, we'll sit on Joe can go too if you want.
Although
I have a feeling Joe's going to be like, I've been going for years.
Yeah, we're going to walk in and they're going to be like, hey, Joey's back. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Or Joey's been doing it himself with a hot water bottle and a whole bunch of tubing that he had left over from his air conditioning unit.
When you're not home, Spanish, you should see what he does in the garage.
Dear God.
You ever see that hook that he has above his bed so he can hang the hot water bottle at the water flow?
Yeah, that's not a sex swing. That's,
nope. He tells people that.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.